USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal appeals court has reversed a lower court decision allowing private employers with 100 workers or more to require COVID vaccines or get tested weekly. The Supreme Court might take up the issue. This as the new COVID strain Omicron continues to spread. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says at least 39 states and more than 75 countries have reported cases of the new variant. She said it's increasing quickly and is expected to become the dominant strain in the coming weeks.
We've seen cases of Omicron among those who are both vaccinated and boosted, and we believe these cases are milder or asymptomatic because of vaccine protection.
Walensky said Americans who aren't vaccinated should get it done to be safe and also to get their boosters. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican operative Roger Stone said he asserted his Fifth Amendment right not to testify during a deposition before the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. As he left the O'Neill House office building, he said, "I don't like to see the criminalization of constitutionally protected political activity." NPR reported he's the second person to invoke the Fifth Amendment as part of the panel's investigation. Prior to the meeting, he released a statement accusing Democrats on the panel of trying to frame him. The committee subpoenaed him last month for his alleged involvement in planning the Stop the Steal rally and other events that preceded the insurrection. Stone spoke at rallies on January 5th and was scheduled to speak at the Ellipse on January 6th, just prior to the attack on the Capitol. Former President Trump has encouraged his allies to defy subpoenas by the committee, citing executive privilege. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new survey is trying to help businesses with COVID expenses. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
A recent survey conducted by SkyNova, an invoicing software for small businesses, finds that 67% of vaccinated Americans believe the unvaccinated should pay a COVID tax to cover businesses' pandemic safety expenses. But most business owners and the unvaccinated themselves don't believe in such fees. While 54% of vaccinated Americans were personally willing to pay a fee for COVID-19 precautions when visiting a business, only 8% of the unvaccinated said they would do the same. The digital survey was conducted of 1,075 Americans. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There was emotional testimony from former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter as she took the stand in her own defense during her manslaughter trial. She's accused of shooting and killing Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man that she had pulled over for having expired tags. She said her stop went out of control when Wright tried to drive away while her partner was leaning into the car.
I remember yelling, "Taser, taser, taser," and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Potter said she thought she was reaching for her taser, but grabbed her gun instead.